This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan. O one who sleeps, stand up and declare the oneness of Allah, the oneness of Allah. Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. It is Ramadan.
Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome to The Philosophy of Fasting. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah, peace and blessings be upon Muhammad, the last prophet and messenger of Allah. As always, it's my ultimate pleasure to welcome Dr. Atham al-Dad to the studio. Assalamu alaikum, Doctor.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thanks so much for joining us in the studio.
Barakallahu fiik, jazakallahu khair.
Well, Doctor, I want to take this opportunity today to talk about the importance, the virtues of the night prayer. We spoke previously in a previous episode about, you know, the philosophy of this, but I want to take it deeper today.
Okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam was commanded to give da'wah to people in general, because it is a very heavy responsibility to give da'wah to people and to stand for what will happen to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as a result of this, because he is going to change their beliefs.
Yes.
And they will adopt tawheed and they will leave shirk, and he will create a social change in their life based on the aqeedah. So it is a complete change, and Islam seeks to have a complete change in the life of that person, and that change is centered on tawheed. And that's why people normally resist this kind of a change. Mm. So it is a heavy responsibility. In order to equip the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam with the spiritual, you can say, the spiritual nourishment and what he needs to stand for this kind of responsibility, Allah jalla wa ala revealed to him, Ya ayyuha al-muzzammil, qum al-layla illa qaleela, nisfahu aw inqus minhu qaleela, aw zid alayhi wa rattil al-Qur'ana tartila, inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila, inna nashi'at al-layl hiya ashaddu wat'an wa aqwa muqila. Subhanallah. Those ayat, very profound ayat.
Definitely.
Ya ayyuhal muzammil, Allah Jalla wa'ala is addressing the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who wiped himself with clothes. Qum al-layl. Qum, stand. Qum al-layl. And it is a commandment from Allah Jalla wa'ala. Qum al-layl illa qalila. All of it, or except little part of it. Then Allah Jalla wa'ala said, nisfahu, half of it, or less than half of it. قم يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا إنا سنلقي عليك قولا ثقيلا. This was the explanation why you need to stand up for قيام الليل. We are going to what? To send upon you, to give you a قول ثقيل, a very heavy statement. The scholars said that this heavy statement is the commandment to give da'wah or the Quran. There is no contradiction whether to say that the qawl thaqeel, the heavy statement that will be given to you, is the heavy commandment that will be given to you by in which that you need to give da'wah, or the Qur'an itself. Then Allah Jalla wa Ala says, إِنَّ نَاشِئَةَ اللَّيْلِ هِيَ أَشَدُّ وَطْعًا وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلًا. The nashi'ah of the layl, some scholars said the beginning, and some scholars said the end of the night, is what? أَشَدُّ وَطْعَ, is difficult for you to stand at night, but وَأَقْوَمُ قِيلَ, and it helps you more to be on the right path, the straight path. path.
Of course.
And it helps you more to have aqwa muqila, means to rectify yourself.
Definitely.
Subhanallah. This is one of the most virtuous statements or verses in the Quran that talk about qiyamul layl, and in particular qiyamul layl with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or qiyamul layl by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.
Definitely.
Also, if I may say,
yes,
that Allah jalla wa ala, after that, he made it easy for Muslims. And the scholars said that Muslims in the beginning of Al-Islam, because they were not obliged to pray five times a day, they were obliged to what? To make Qiyamul Layl. They were obliged to make Qiyamul Layl because Qiyamul Layl is their nourishment. Mm. And it helps them to stand for these challenges that they are going to face. It helps them to stand for the materialistic life that they are living in.
Sure.
If that was the case of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then shouldn't we, as Muslims, facing all of these challenges around us and facing this materialistic life, be more keen to observe those guidelines that Allah jalla wa ala gave to humanity in general and gave to the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Of course, yes.
Yes.
In the other ayah, Allah jalla wa ala says, إن ربك يعلم أنك تقوم أدنى من ثلثي الليل ونصفه وثلثة وطائفة من الذين معك. Then Allah jalla wa ala made the takhfif, that made it easy for them. And then after that, Qiyamul Layl was not made obligatory upon the companions because the five daily prayers were made obligatory, and Qiyamul Layl remained as what? As a voluntary act that is highly recommended by Allah Jalla wa Ala. In the Quran, we read, تَتَجَافَ جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. Also, Allah Jalla wa Ala praised the people of Jannah by saying, كَانُوا قَلِيلًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ مَا يَهْجَعُونَ وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. They were sleeping little at night, and the rest they spend it for what? For ibadah, worshipping Allah Jalla wa'ala. And in particular, Allah Jalla wa'ala focused on what? وَبِالْأَسْحَارِ هُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. During the last part of the night, they are making istighfar to Allah Jalla wa'ala. And this is the importance of Qiyamul Layl, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam used to observe, the companions used to observe, the righteous people used to observe. The Nun al-Masri, he said, have an empty stomach and pray at night, and you will see amazing things that Allah Jalla wa Ala bestows upon you.
This is correct.
You will see so many amazing things
definitely
bestowed on you by Allah Jalla wa Ala if you have this. And that's why, because we have limited time, we can continue more and more talking about,
of course,
Qiyamul Layl. Sorry, if I may say, definitely, just I remember this hadith, Sahl ibn Sa'd. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, عِشْ مَا شِئْتْ, live as much as you can, you will die. Okay? Subhanallah, the ahadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are very profound.
Yes.
عِشْ مَا شِئْتْ, you will die. Live as much as you can, you will die. And like whomever you want, whoever you want, you will leave him. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, remember, the izz, the mighty of the person, is to feel self-sufficient, to feel that you don't need people. And the honor of the Muslim, look, the honor of the Muslim is what? قيامه بالليل, to pray at night. And that's why some scholars said that the prayer night gives the face of the person light at night, at the daytime.
Of course.
قيام الليل gives the person light in his face. And they said that the people who observe قيام الليل, they can be distinguished by the light that Allah Jalla wa Ala gives to their faces.
Of course.
And see, if this ummah, the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will not be a victorious ummah unless this ummah repeats what the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, yes, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do. And unless this ummah simulates what the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do, until they take them as a role model and do whatever they used to do, unless they follow them in all matters. We like to follow the Sahaba and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the way we dress, in growing up the beard.
Yes.
But we neglect mainly two things. We neglect ibadah and we neglect akhlaq. Our akhlaq and morals are not like the akhlaq and the morals of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Definitely not.
And the companions.
No.
And the ibadah as well is not totally, is not even very near
once
to the
again,
ibadah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum. May Allah be pleased with them all.
Inshallah. Dr. Hatham, I totally agree with you. You know, there's some points here that I want to pick up on. The first one would be, you know, why have we lost the sincerity to have, you know, astaghfirullah, my beard was longer than this, but due to certain things, you have to do things in your life which is not relevant. So why do you think we've lost this?
See, these beard, clothes, etc. are commandments. We have to observe them. We have to observe them. It doesn't mean that we have a beard, we will be bad people. No. In fact, this is the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ. We have to observe it. Okay? But what I'm saying is that let us not focus on the outward looking.
Yes.
Actions. Let us focus more on the inward actions.
Inwards, definitely.
And as you said, I think they are telling me that we are running out of time.
No worries,
you are
doctor.
Telling me that we are running out of time. In particular, Qiyamul Layl for sincerity.
Definitely. Dr. Hatham, you know, you've left at a crucial point there, sincerity, mashallah. You know, hopefully we'll have time after the break to discuss further these details. We're just going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran. You are honored, O month of the Quran.
Assalamu alaikum, and a very warm welcome back to The Philosophy of Fasting. Doctor, before the break, we were discussing, you know, the virtues and values of, you know, the night prayer. And you left out at a crucial point by saying sincerity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah. As Sayyid Qutb rahimahullah ta'ala said about Qiyam al-Layl, he said it is a school.
Yes.
That teaches people everything.
Right.
Qiyam al-Layl. And that's why Allah Jalla wa'ala commanded the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to observe Qiyamul Layl. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was observing Qiyamul Layl, even after Qiyamul Layl was made obligatory upon him and the companions, it was made voluntarily upon him and the companions, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued to make Qiyamul Layl. And then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, Ya Rasulullah, you are observing Qiyamul Layl until your feet swallow.
Right, yes.
And you are still doing Qiyamul Layl. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Afala akunu abdan shakura? Don't you want me to be a thankful servant or slave to Allah jalla wa ala? And she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to observe Qiyamul Layl, and she one time Masruq, one of the companions of Aisha and servants of Aisha and one of the righteous tabi'een from the second generation, he said, Oh Umm al-Mu'mineen, tell me about the most amazing thing you notice with the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. She said, all of his life was amazing. But she pinpointed on Qiyamul Layl. Mm. And she said, one time he wanted to go to bed. So he went next to me in the bed. Then all of a sudden, he said, دعيني أتعبد لربي. Let me stand in prayer for my Lord. And then she said, he went, he made wudu, he started to pray and to pray until he started to cry, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam, and the tears were coming on his cheeks, sallallahu alayhi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And this is who? This is the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whom Allah forgiven all his previous sins and yes. all his sins. And Allah jalla wa ala gave him maqam al-mahmood. Allah jalla wa ala gave him the highest highest grade and place in Jannah. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to do this because he wants to be thankful to Allah jalla wa ala. This is Qiyamul Layl, and this is the value of Qiyamul Layl. And as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is the honor of the Muslim to observe Qiyamul Layl. And see, as Sayyid Qutb said, that Qiyamul Layl is a school full of lessons. One of those lessons is to learn, as you said, sincerity. Why? Because if no one is awake, no one is watching you, no one is watching you, and it is calm, and then you wake up, no one knows about you, and you pray to Allah Jalla wa Ala. Eventually, you do not do this unless you have what? You want to do things purely for Allah, and people will not see this.
Of course.
So it teaches you sincerity.
SubhanAllah.
To do things for Allah Jalla wa Ala.
Definitely.
And see, sincerity is a matter of training. You need to train yourself to become more sincere by doing more actions to Allah Jalla wa Ala, purely for Allah Jalla wa Ala. And you know, we don't want to start discussing about sincerity, otherwise,
of course,
otherwise it will take long time. But in Qiyamul Layl in particular, teaches the person to do things sincerely, because as we said,
of course,
the person will do them away from the people. Bishr ibn al-Harith, one of the scholars of the early generation, one of the righteous people, he has so many amazing statements. He used to say, hide your bad deeds as you hide your good deeds.
Too true.
Why? Because once you hide your good deeds, you will learn what? You will learn sincerity. And that's why some scholars define sincerity as what? To hate to that people see your good deeds.
Of course.
To hate it. And what does that mean? It means that if you enjoy people seeing your good deeds, this shows or demonstrates lack of sincerity.
Of course.
Doctor. Imam Ahmed once, sorry, if
no,
I may.
Go ahead, go ahead.
Because whenever we talk about sincerity, we swim with sincerity.
Yes, exactly.
And this is suitable for the subject of philosophy of fasting. Imam Ahmed once was sitting and he was sad. His uncle visited him and he saw him sad. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, I wish if I was not known. And there are so many statements from scholars here and there about the importance of sincerity. The point is, Qiyamul Layl teaches the person how to be sincere, devoted to Allah Jalla wa Ala, doing things that no one knows. And that's why I advise my brothers and sisters to make at least a few moments where they pray Qiyamul Layl by themselves. No one knows about them. No one knows about them at all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so sorry, but I remembered one important point. You know, many people say that we cannot wake up at night.
Yes.
A sister told me something very strange. And you know, the Muslims who were living in Russia, under the Caesar's
power. Yes.
They were not allowed to pray.
SubhanAllah.
And whenever they have any kind of alarm to wake them up for Fajr, the police will know about them and they will persecute them.
Right.
So what they used to do, they used to drink a lot of water. In order to what? In order to be forced to go to toilet.
Yes.
At a certain time. And after some time, they developed a technology. Okay, you can say
yes.
That if you drink this amount of water at this time, you will be able to wake at this time. So they don't miss Fajr. And they don't need to put any kind of alarms or something like this in order to wake up for Fajr. And they used to do this, okay, at that time and after that time as well. So she said that if a person wants to do Qiyam al-Layl, we had a conference or a seminar, and the sisters were asking, how can we wake up at night, etc.? So the sister was recommending this. She said, if the person is keen to make Qiyam al-Layl, wallahi, he could have done this. Or he can do this, to drink a lot of water, plenty of water, at a certain period of time, in order to, before going to bed,
yes.
In order to wake up at night, in order to make Qiyam al-Layl.
Of course.
This is if we are keen to make Qiyam al-Layl. And once the person wakes up at night and goes to the toilet, of course, this gives him some nashat, some power. And then he will be able to pray at night.
Of course.
And as I said before, Brother Rafi, our ummah will not be a victorious ummah unless we observe Qiyam al-Layl.
Yes. Dr. Hathar, you know, I totally agree with you on what you're saying. However, I just wanted to pick up on one point, because through this night prayer, my own personal experience praying this prayer, it enlightens you and it gives you that extra time to be sincere to Allah. So
definitely, without a shadow of a doubt. See, Heraclius, when he was fighting the Prophet ﷺ and Muslims, he said to them, he said to his people one time, listen, what's wrong with you? Those Muslims are defeating you all of the time.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong? Aren't they men like you are men? Mm. They eat what you eat. What's wrong with you? Why do they defeat you every time? So they said, one of the elderly people, he said to him, they are different from us. This elderly person, he said to Heraclius and his people, they are different from us. The first thing he mentioned, they make Qiyam al-Layl. They fast on the daytime. They fulfill the wa'd, the promises. They don't break the promises. They don't lie. They look after the poor people. Then he said, because of this, and he also mentioned that they enjoin the good and forbid the evil, and they establish justice among themselves.
SubhanAllah.
Because of these elements, despite that they are less in number, they always defeat us.
MashaAllah.
So, as it was said before, that we do not defeat our enemies by our power, we defeat our enemies by the power of Allah Jalla wa Ala. How can we get to the power of Allah Jalla wa Ala if we are not close to Allah Jalla wa Ala?
Exactly. Thank you so much for that, Doctor. I do appreciate it. That's all we have time for right now on this episode. I just want to remind the viewers at home, if you want to discover anything about what we're discussing, you can definitely check it out on the website at www.islam21c.com. Until next time, I leave you in the safe care of Allah. Assalamu alaikum.
Welcome, O Ramadan. You are honored, O month of the Quran.